This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm Dr. Anna Bowen, filling in for your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Diabetes is among the most common chronic diseases in the U.S. and the seventh leading cause of death. Over 90% of cases are type 2. Dr. Ann Albright is a researcher with CDC's National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion. She's joining us today to discuss ways to prevent or control diabetes. Welcome to the show, Ann.
Thank you.
Ann, how many people have been diagnosed with diabetes in the U.S.?
There are about 19 million people who have been diagnosed with diabetes and another 7 million who have diabetes but don't know they have it.
What's the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes?
Type 1 diabetes is the less common form of diabetes, and it is a disease in which the body's immune system is not working properly. It causes the body to attack the cells that make the hormone insulin. Type 2 diabetes is a twofold issue. Your genetics puts you at risk, and your lifestyle causes the disease to develop.
What are the risk factors for type 2 diabetes?
There are risk factors in type 2 diabetes that you can do something about, and there are some risk factors that you really can't do anything about. The risk factors that you can't change are being older age, family history of diabetes, and your racial ethnic group. There are some groups that are at higher risk than others, such as African Americans, Hispanic, Latino, American Indians, and some Asian American and Pacific Islanders. The risk factors that you can do something about are physical inactivity and overweight or obesity.
How can type 2 diabetes be prevented?
We have good news on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, particularly in those who have what we call pre-diabetes. It means their blood sugar is already elevated, but it's not yet high enough to have diabetes. In that group, we know that by participating in about 150 minutes of physical activity a week and making changes to what you eat so that you're selecting healthier foods that allow you to lose about 5 to 7% of your body weight. That would mean in a 200-pound person, about 10 to 14 pounds. It goes a long way in preventing type 2 diabetes.
When should a person be tested for diabetes?
The general recommendation is that people should be tested for diabetes beginning at age 45 and tested about every 3 years. But your healthcare professional may really want you to be tested more frequently or start that testing at an earlier age. It again depends on those risk factors that you have and what your healthcare professional thinks is the best course of action for you.
Where can listeners get more information about diabetes?
Listeners can go to cdc.gov/diabetes.
Thanks, Ann. I've been talking today with CDC's Dr. Ann Albright about ways to prevent or control diabetes. You can prevent or delay type 2 diabetes by making simple lifestyle changes, such as getting 150 minutes of physical activity a week and eating a balanced diet, including fruits and vegetables. Talk to your healthcare provider to see if you need to be screened for diabetes. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Anna Bowen for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.